You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
For the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about when God doesn't make sense. And during the first week, we have said that when you don't understand, you can just trust God. No? Pag di natin naintindihan, we can ask God questions and we trust Him for what He will do. And then last week, we talked about God's sovereignty because God is in control. We can wait in faith. We can wait in expectation. Habang tayo naghihintay, asahan natin, mapapabuti ang kalagayan natin. And now, this week, we'll answer this question, when bad things happen, what do we do? Pag maraming bagay na masama o hindi natin inaasahan ang nangyayari, katulad ng magsak ka sa major subject, no? At na napipiligro yung scholarship mo. When bad things happen, what do you do? At when wala kang pang-enroll, okay? Sa mga parents, kulang yung pang-tuition this semester, anong gagawin natin? O kaya there's sickness, there's a disease na hindi pa gumagaling, matagal na. O kaya nabiktima ka ng agaw cellphone gang. Alright? Meron bang nabiktima ganun? Meron, alam eh, hinabol pa yung snatcher, yung nabawi niya. O kaya yung your parents got separated. O kaya if you're single, yung pinagpipray mo, iba pinagpipray. Yung pinagpipray niya, ikaw naman pinagpipray. Umiikot lang. Anong gagawin niyo? Dapat mag-about face kayo. O kaya, when bad things happen, yung NBA team mo, winalis sa playoffs. Yung Thunder naging clouds. Yung Bulls naging corned beef. Anong gagawin niyo? When bad things happen, can you still say that God is good? Good. How many of you believe God is good all the time? Yes. And all the time? Yes. God is good. What if kung nakita mo si Justin Bieber, sumikat kasi nag-upload ng video sa YouTube. Kaya ginaya mo rin, nag-upload ka ng video mo. Tapos nakita mo, 10 views. Lahat doon, kamag-anak mo pa. 10 lang. Now, the prophet Habakkuk, instead of speaking the message from God, he represents the complaint and the questions of the people to God. Yun siya ay nagdala ng mga tanong ng tao sa Diyos. And that's what we will try to answer today. No? Bakit ba may mga bad things? Bakit ba may mga bagay tayo hindi naintindihan? You know, there's an author and a pastor by the name of Dr. Vance Hafner. And he said, in your medicine battle, sometimes there's a sign, shake well before using, di ba? Sa mga bote, sa mga ketchup, or ganyan. This is what God has to do sometimes with some of His people. He has to shake them well before they are ever usable. Do you want God to use you? Gusto niyo bang gamitin kayo ni Lord sa campus? Magpaalab, mag-ignite. Magpa-ignite, huwag kayo magsisiga, ano, sa campus. Share the gospel with fire. And sometimes many people don't believe in God because there's so much pain, suffering, and evil in this world. If there's a God of love, why is there so much pain, suffering, and evil in this world? Bakit marami pa rin naghihirap, nagdurusa? A man went to a barber shop to have his hair cut. And as the barber began to work, nung nag-usap sila, marami sila pinag-usapan, mga current events, nababalita. And when their conversation went on the subject of God, yung barbero, sabi niya, I don't believe in God. I don't believe that God exists. Bakit mo nasabi niya? Why? Because there's so much poor people around. Kung if there's a God of love, why is there war in this world? Bakit maraming nagugutom, maraming namamalimos, maraming walang bahay, walang trabaho, maraming naghihirap, maraming may sakit? Why is there so much evil in this world if there's a God of love? And the customer thought for a while and he didn't want to argue, so he just kept his silence. And so the barber finished his job, and so the customer went out of the barber shop. And nung paglabas ng customer, he saw a man with a long hair and very dirty man. No, yung parang taong grasa sa atin, no? At and so he thought about it. And so he went back to the barber shop. Sabi niya sa barbero, "You know, I don't believe in barbers. Hindi ako naniniwala that barbers exist." "Huh? Eh kagugupit ko lang sa iyo, di ba? I just cut your hair." "No, barbers don't exist." "Why?" "Because if there's a barbers, then why are there still a lot of people who have long hair?" "Meron nga ako nakita dyan, taong grasa, marumi pa rin, mahabang buhok." "Barbers don't exist." No, barbers exist. The problem is, people with long hair, they don't come to the barbers. And that's the same point with God. God does exist. The problem is, people don't come to God. That's why there's still so much pain, suffering, and evil in this world. Ayan, so alam nyo na sasagot nyo sa professor nyo. Sabi nyo, "I don't believe in teachers and professor." Kasi marami pa rin yung BO-BO sa mundo. So how do we handle the pain and suffering in this world? What did Habakkuk do? Anong ginawa ni Habakkuk habang siya ay naghihintay? While there's the imminent coming invasion of the Babylonians, a cruel, powerful army. And natatakot na siya, na kinakabahan na siya. And this is what he did. Let me just share to you the short outline. He requested for God's mercy. Second is he remembered God's power. And third is he rejoiced in God, his Savior. All right, request for God's mercy, remember God's power, rejoice in God, our Savior. First thing that Habakkuk did is he prayed. For God's mercy. Hiniling niya yung awa ng Diyos. Verse 1 and 2, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet on Shigionoth. "Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy." So Habakkuk requested, he prayed for God's mercy. This prayer in the original Hebrew, it's translated as tefillah, which means an appeal before the Lord. It comes from root meaning, which means to apply to a judge for a favorable decision. Di ba? Pag may matagal ng kaso, hindi umuusad, ipa-follow up mo. Lalo na kung kakilala mo yung judge o yung staff ng judge o kaibigan, kamag-anak ng judge. No? You'll request an intercessory prayer of faith asking for God's deliverance. And is meant to enlist the Lord on the side of His people. So, Lord, ibigay mo naman sa amin, maawa ka sa amin. It's a prayer for God's decision, for God's deliverance. And this is what Habakkuk prayed. "Lord, renew your work in our day." And the reason why Habakkuk prayed that is that alam niya na yung nag-backslide sila. And they need renewal. They need revival. Nakalimot sila sa Diyos. They have disobeyed. They have disregarded the word of God. There's so much violence and corruption in society. Maraming pa rin kahit na sa believed prison sila, nakalakad sila ng malaya, nakalabas-masok sila sa believed. Basta may pera. No? Renew your work in our day. Marami pa rin injustice. May mga, yung coral reef sa Cotabato ay na-destroy, no? Almost twice the size of Metro Manila. Twice the size of Metro Manila. Na-harvest yung, na-destroy yung coral reefs, mga sea turtles, mga isda ay winasak. Renew your work in our day. They have neglected God's word. And then it's Habakkuk praying, "Make them known in our time. Lord, what you did in the past, reveal it. Do it again in our time, in our day." If God is a God of miracles, the miracles that we read in the Bible, Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do your miracles in our lives, in our family, today, in our time. And then in wrath, remember mercy. Lord, even if you're angry, we know we deserve justice. We know we deserve your wrath, your anger. But in the midst of that, remember your mercy. Mercy is God's compassion, love, and pity. It comes from a medieval Latin word, mercies, which means reward, compassionate action, or treatment. So hindi lamang naawa ka, but you are compelled to do something with action. Your God is going to act because of His compassion and love. So when you ask God for His mercy, it means that you are looking for His compassionate action, His kindness and favor upon you, that God will save you, deliver you, provide for you, and help you in your time of need. Pastor Ed Bacani, one of our pastors, he preached this morning at the 10, and also this for the next service at 3 p.m. he'll be preaching. Last 2007, kinuwento niya na nilooban sila ng Akyat Bahay Gang. No? Akyat Bahay Gang. May kakilala ba kayong member ng Akyat Bahay Gang? Alam ko, nung high school ako, member ako ng Over the Backwood Gang sa Manila Science High School. Oh. At yung isa kong kaklase ay member din ng Over the Backwood. Pero pag Over the Backwood niya, sa kabila, ay nandun yung professor, teacher namin. Inaabangan na siya. Oh. And so, Pastor Ed told that they were victims of a robbery, house robbery, and they were hogtied, tinali sila, no? Yung baril niya, kasi alam ng mga robbers, may baril siya. And so, nasan yung baril mo? And then nandyan. And so, tinutok sa kanila, kala ni Pastor Ed, mamamatay na sila. Pero they kinuha raw yung pillow, yung unan, at inalis yung nasa loob, yung bulak, no? They remove the cotton in the pillow case, and they took the case to tie up their hands and feet. And buti na lang yung kay Ate Meng, hindi natali yung sa likod, yung isang kamay. And so after the robbers left, they called their son and they called their victory group, and they went in and prayed for them. And they were able to sell the house, and now God has blessed them with another house in Antipolo. You know what happens? You know when something like that happens to you, you can claim a promise in Proverbs 6:31. When a thief is caught, he has to pay sevenfold. So when the devil robs you of something, you can demand, you can pray, Lord, restore sevenfold what the enemy has stolen from me. How many of you believe that? You have a demand, you have a right, you have a promise from God. Just remember His mercy. Remember that He has compassion and He will do something about your situation. Number two, Habakkuk remembered God's powerful deeds. Naalala niya kung ano yung ginawa ni Lord in nakaraan, in the past, in the Old Testament, particularly in the books of Exodus and Joshua. Chapter 3 is the answer to the question of the prophet. Why does God allow the wicked to go unpunished? Well, God is still on the throne, and whatever He did in the past, He can still do it today. And here's some of the things that He did in the past. Verse 3, God came from Teman, the Holy One, from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and His praise filled the earth. You know, when God spoke to Moses and to the people of Israel, He came down upon Mount Sinai, and His glory covered the heavens. You know, the real Mount Sinai, if you'll search for it, it's not in Egypt, but it is in Saudi Arabia. Galatians 4 tells us that Sinai is in Arabia. And there's a video entitled The Real Mount Sinai. And the real Mount Sinai, if you can search on YouTube, the peak of the mountain, yung tuktok ng bundok, it's covered with black. It's black covered kasi nga the fire of God came down on that mountain. And it's a tightly guarded place. It's in Binabantayan po yan sa Saudi Arabia. It's a holy site. But many people don't know about that. No? So God came down. Then verse 8, were you angry with the rivers, O Lord? Was your wrath against the streams? Did you rage against the sea when you rode with your horses and your victorious chariots? So he remembered when God parted the sea, the rivers, no, when God divided, opened up the Red Sea. How many of you would like to, kung na-invento yung time machine, would you like to go back to 1400 BC and witness, sumama kayo din sa pagtawid ng Red Sea, iba? Pastor Dan, Pastor Romel, Ryan, what do you do? What do you like? Would you like to join sa time machine back to the past? Ma? Anong gagawin yung pagkasama ka dun sa Red Sea crossing? O kuha pang Facebook? O kuha ka, no? Okay. Okay yun, ah. Pang Facebook, ano? I was here. This is real. Papicture ka kay Moses. No? Ako, ang gagawin ko doon ay kukuha ko ng lambat or mangingisda na ako sa tabi. Mangkukuha na ako ng tilapia at mga isda, no? At iluluto ko na. Anyway, the Red Sea was open up, divided. The Jordan River, na-stop yung flow ng Jordan River. Nakatawid din yung Israel, Jordan River. When you rode with your horse and your victorious chariots. Verse 11, sun and moon stood still in the heavens at the glint of your flying arrows, at the lightning of your flashing spear. Ito naman yung nangyari sa Joshua chapter 10. Because Joshua, the commander of Israel's army, needed more time. Kailangan niya ng mas maraming pang oras para matalo, malupig, so he can totally defeat the enemies of Israel. So he asked God to please stop the movement of the sun and the moon. Joshua chapter 10. And this happened. And kaya tumigil yung oras. No? Tumigil yung oras. And that's an amazing, spectacular miracle. So how does God use His power to bring about His justice on earth? Verse 15, you trample the sea with your horses, churning the great waters. Again, another reference to the destruction of the Egyptian army at the Red Sea. And then verse 16, I heard and my heart pounded, my lips quivered at the sound, decay crept into my bones and my legs trembled. Ayan, no? Kinakabahan na siya. Natatakot na siya kasi paparating na yung kalaban nila, yung Babylonian army. Ba? Minsan ba nangangatog yung tuhod mo pag magre-report ka na, mag-recitation na, pag magbibigay ka na ng presentation, diba? O kaya mag-e-speech, magbibigay ng speech. And then, yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. So Habakkuk was anticipating the invasion of Babylonian army, but yet he's still hoping that this army will be judged by the Lord. No, na ang lulusob sa kanila na Babylonians, one day they will see their day of calamity. They will be judged also by God. And that's why he's looking for God's salvation, God's deliverance, God's power. He remembered God's power in the past. God's at work also. Whatever God did in the past, he can also do it today. Because he wants to save and deliver his people. Last Thursday night, after our prayer and worship night, somebody asked for prayer. And she told me that she and her husband have been coming here to Victory Metro East for the last 2 months. And so tinanong ko, sino nag-invite sa inyo dito sa Victory? Wala. Wala po. Napadaan lang kami one Thursday night dito sa mall. Nakita namin. At maraming tao dito nag-praise and worship. Masayang-masaya sila. No? Makang kakaiba yung nangyayari dito. And so tinanong namin yung guard. God, meron bang entrance fee? Pwede ba kami pumasok? Kung iba yung tinanong, baka chinarge pa eh. Buti yung guard. Wala po, man. Pasok lang po kayo. And so pumasok sila. At talaga, na they felt the presence of God in their prayer and worship night. Kaya kung gusto nyo masagot yung prayers nyo, pumunta kayo dito every Thursday night, prayer and worship night. No? Come on. No? Diba? And so they were here Thursday, and then nung the following Sunday that week, no, sabi nung kasi they were supposed to go to this church. Ano ba yun? Christ the King. But here Christ, Jesus Christ is our King, di ba? Here in Metro East, kaya Victory, and so they sa Victory na lang tayo pumunta. O sige, pumunta sila, and as soon as they entered, yung pagpasok lang daw nila, talagang they were crying already because of the awesome presence of God. They got saved. And now they're undergoing a personal discipleship, one-to-one discipleship. They are now part of a Victory group and excited na sila sa Victory weekend. Alright, so praise God. God's power at work. Si Lord mismo nagdala sa kanila dito. No? Kaya rin, no? God can use you to show, to demonstrate His power. Just be ready. Just be available. Ask God, Lord, use me by your power. Fill me with your spirit. Lord, use me to preach the gospel to my classmates, to my family, to my loved ones. And the third thing that Habakkuk did is he rejoiced in God, his Savior. Not in the circumstances. He did not ignore what's happening around him, but in the midst of that, he rejoiced in God. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I'll be joyful in God, my Savior. There's no fruit. There's failure. There's no fallback, but he rejoiced in the midst of suffering, in the midst of trouble. Habakkuk has a strong and steady faith in God, his Savior. He was able to worship because he did not fix his eyes on the situation. He fixed his eyes on the sovereign Lord, the God, his Savior. You know, so I want to leave you this. The main point for today is that we can rejoice while we suffer, as we remember God's mercy and power. You know, in the midst of trouble, difficult times, when bad things happen, we can still rejoice. We can still move in faith. How? When we remember God is a God of mercy and God is a God of power. Nothing is impossible with God, because God is a compassionate, loving, and merciful God. He will do something about my situation. He will deliver me. Matutulungan niya ako, makabayad ng tuition, makabayad ng utang. Siya yung tutulong para yung business mo ay mag-prosper, para dumami yung kliyente mo, para marami pumunta sa restaurant mo na, ano ba yun? Na pansit palabok. Ano ba yan? Pansit malabon, pansit kainta. Transit ka Marikina, no? Bulalo sa Antipolo. Ayan, no? Maghanap ka lang ng magra-rhyme, di ba? Para pumatok. Yeah, we can rejoice while we suffer as we remember God's mercy and power. You know, there's a missionary and British Navy officer by the name of Allen Francis Gardiner, no? Nag-mission siya sa South America, particularly in Tierra del Fuego, somewhere at an archipelago at the tip, southern part of South America. At dahil nagkulang na yung supplies nila coming from Falkland Islands, nagutom yung crew, and six of his crew died one by one, and he was the last one who died. And before he died, here's what he wrote in his journal, no, about Psalm 34. At the age of 57, his body was found with his diary where he kept a record of hunger, thirst, and loneliness laying nearby. The last entry in his book, he wrote legibly, as he tried to write, the last entry simply read, "I'm overwhelmed with a sense of the goodness of God. I'm overwhelmed with God's goodness." This is what Allen Gardiner wrote, even as he knew that his death is near. He's still thankful. He's still trusting in God, in the goodness of God. Why God is good? All the time, even if bad things happen, God has a purpose. It's easy to rejoice. It's easy to celebrate and party when all things are going well in our lives. But just like Allen and Habakkuk, we can still be able to worship God. If we'll remember, if we'll think about what he has done in the past, if we'll just pray and focus on God and praise him, regardless of what's happening around us. Let Risa Laurel lead worship at our Ignite conference. As you know, she was a victim of a bombing, of a blast in front of LaSalle during the bar exam. She testified what God has done in her life. Let's listen to her testimony.
Before I left Galleria, I texted Rain, my boyfriend. I texted him, "Please pray for my safety." I don't know why it's the first time I texted him that. And then in a split second, there, I guess someone threw an explosive device. And the last thing I remembered, I was there on the floor, lying. I was crying because of the pain. Siguro while waiting for someone to carry me, nagka-vision ako from God. I was entering a courtroom in a wheelchair. Sabi ko, sarili ko, nandun ako sa floor ko, okay lang Lord, at least lawyer pa rin, sabi ko ganun. So there, someone carried me. Sobrang blessing kasi random strangers na dumaan sa road na yun offered the van for us. Yung van na yun, on the way to PGH, I was praying to God and praising Him. Kasi you'll never know, what if yun na yung last time na, alam mo yun, praise mo siya. So talagang I was singing songs to Him and I was praying. Siguro I'm really grateful for my life. If ever man kunin niya ako, at least yung last thing na nagawa ko was to praise Him.
Wow. The last thing na nagawa raw niya is to praise Him, if ever, kung that was his last moment. But you know, she received a vision that she's entering a courtroom on a wheelchair. So it's not yet the time. And nung habang inooperahan siya sa hospital, she asked, I think her sister and the doctor, Lord, kung meron pa, kung nandun pa yung legs niya. And the doctor said, "I'm sorry, we have to amputate your legs." But still, people supported him and donated prosthetic legs. And that's why she can now stand with the prosthetic legs. And I saw another video in YouTube that she wanted to be a person who will make a difference. She will make a mark in this generation, that she'll be someone who could do something great for God. And it came in this way. But God has a purpose. And because of that, she was able to share her faith to media, to politicians, to many people. And she's really an example of courage, of strong faith, even in the midst of when bad things happen in her life. And that's why, let me close with this passage in Hebrews 4. As bad things happen, let's look to Jesus. And we have a promise here in Hebrews 4, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly," kumapit na mabuti, "hold firmly to the faith we profess." Don't give up. "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. You know, when bad things happen in your time of need, just approach the throne of grace. Look to Jesus. Just pray to the Father. Ask the Holy Spirit to touch you, deliver you, heal you, provide for you. God will do it. Why? Because He's a God of mercy and He's a God of power. We can rejoice in times of trouble when bad things happen because we know that God is a God of mercy and a God of power.